I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 15th. There are now 1,241 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. That's an increase of 4 since Friday. There have been 126 deaths, an increase of only 1 since Friday. And there are over 105,000 cases statewide. An estimated 300 people participated in a Black Lives Matter rally on Wollaston Beach in Quincy yesterday. Participants chanted and prayed, sang, and marched up and down the beach demanding an end to police brutality and racism. Some organizers called on Mayor Thomas Koch to follow Boston's lead and declare racism a public health crisis. The event was the second since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis earlier this month. About 4,000 people attended a rally in Quincy Center. Both events were peaceful. People participated in a modified Flag Day celebration in Quincy yesterday due to the pandemic. The traditional parade and fireworks were canceled. However, many motorists drove under a large American flag suspended between two fire department ladder trucks on Marymount Parkway, while patriotic music played from speakers and Mayor Thomas Koch handed out American flags from a bandstand. Koch says the 70th anniversary of the celebration next year will be the biggest and best ever. The Quincy City Council expected to approve next year's budget tonight. The $340 million spending plan represents a level-funded budget with no property tax increases and no significant cuts. The meeting will begin at 6 and will be held remotely and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television, Channel 9. The League of American Bicyclists has named Quincy a bicycle-friendly community. The national group is praising Quincy's efforts to create safe bike infrastructure, such as bike lanes on Quarry, Adams, and Coddington Streets, and Billings Road. Quincy Police Lieutenant Dan Minton is retiring. Minton is retiring at the end of this month after 36 years with the Quincy Police Department and 40 years in law enforcement. Minton is best known as the crime prevention officer and for driving McGruff the crime dog and the crime prevention Ford Mustang in parades. Minton was also a fixture on his bicycle in Quincy Square and at the South Shore YMCA. He wrote his last "A Job Well Done" column in the Quincy Sun last week. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 15th.